Right now,
we have
Lima City Council.
On Lima City Council, bringing us our morning munch this week,
Rebecca Crayer.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. You know what? I appreciate everything you said. I'm going to do a little reading. Today, I want to talk a little bit about what the Lord knows about us.
Okay.
So politics or other politicians, teachers, parents, students, everybody, this scripture applies to everyone. And it can be scary, but it can also be very comforting. One thing that we haven't talked about yet, not only, of course, am I one of those decision makers for the city, I'm also a college student. I know I sound like an old college student. I sit amongst, you know, students who are half my age or close to it. I think you are the future of America. And they are. They are. And I'm grateful to see that we are in some good hands. I also am a little concerned, not just about my generation and the generation ahead of me, but of course the generation coming behind me, because I feel like at times we forget that we are created and that we are responsible to the Lord. So I would think as a gift, it's more like an exclamation. I'm going to turn to Psalms 139. Now, I did write this out so I could read it, and let's hope I can read all of my own handwriting. Okay, so These are short verses, but I'm going to read the first seven of them. So Psalm 139 says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from after you search my heart, my path, and laying down, you are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word was in my tongue, you behold, O Lord, you know altogether. You hem me in behind and before. You lay down your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I go and flee your presence? Again, I encourage people not just to listen to the scripture and go, oh, she read that well, because, you know, I can't read my own handwriting sometimes. But I encourage people to go look at the rest of Psalms 193. Start at the top, read those scriptures. And I believe when this psalmist wrote this, it was a little bit of both, a little bit of agony. He says, where shall I go? Where can I run from you? But nowhere. But it's also comforting because you see it says you hem me in. You go before me. You go behind me. So no matter what our job is, one day we will give account to the Lord. And also in the meantime, he's with us everywhere, no matter where it is we're going. And even on our worst days and on our best days, the Lord sees it and he is with us. And I find that to be comforting because there are times when it's just rough. As a college student, as a parent, as people live in our lives day to day, I'm sure all of us have the best of times and the worst of times. And the scriptures say right here, you already know my thoughts. So with that, I just wanted to remind people that the Lord, we've talked about this week, the Lord shows mercy. He is faithful. He loves us immensely. And even going back to Psalm 193, he's with us all the time. Even before we said a word, he already knew what we were going to say. So I hope people find comfort in that today. Not the fear of the Lord necessarily, but comfort. And that they go back and read, the entire chapter and search out the Lord and what that means for them and their relationship with him.
That's a good word for us, Rebecca. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day where we can worship you, Lord, and we can serve you, Father. You are merciful, and you extend grace to us. In fact, you said your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, we are grateful for that. We are grateful that you are a God we can trust. You are a God that loves us as we love you back. Lord, I thank you for each listener today. Whether they have a relationship with you or not, Lord, I ask that you reach into their hearts and you touch their hearts in only the way that you can. Father, be with our first responders today as they serve us at a level of a just need, Lord. Protect them and be with the people who they are going to serve. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to give back to you, and we honor your name today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Rebecca Crayer joining us from Lima City Council. And all right, so we have some questions for you, Rebecca, as a city council person. And I know Jeff has a question for you.
Yeah, well, first off, what ultimately is the purpose of city council?
Okay. Hey, so you guys know that there every city should have a general budget. And we are really the people that say yes or no to how that money is going to be spent. We're not administrators, right? So I can't come and say, oh, I would like to take all of the money that we have and pave the roads. Sometimes I would like to do that, but that's not responsible. So our job is to say yes to what the administration would like to do or no. That's a pretty easy way to explain that.
And how much as a city council person, you know, we always talk about you should reach out to your city council person, let them know what you think, which is important. But how much do you as a city council person go out and seek the opinion of your constituency?
Oh, I love this question. I thought about talking about, you know, the role of a servant today. Like, I really spent a lot of time thinking about that because as a counselor, that's really what we're supposed to do. So for me, I will talk to someone on the phone. It can be daily. It can be more than one person daily. It could be a text message. It comes through emails. There's a couple of times when the days are quiet, but even when I'm talking to someone who doesn't live in my specific part of the city, what, you know, we call it a ward, I'll say, you know, what can I do for you? That's not because I think that I'm great. I think it's because people aren't always given an opportunity to ask for something. But it's like walking down the street saying, hey, I see that you're parked backwards. You can get a ticket for that, right? And I'll knock on the door and I'll say, what else can I do for you? What else do you need? So it can happen daily, but at least, I mean, weekly, just the things that come in. I don't know about everybody else, but I do.
So a part of city council is to serve the community, both the people and look for the best interests of the city.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, Rebecca, we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you sharing the word, and we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.